from KQED.
It's not every day you go to a sporting event and a concert breaks out, but that's exactly what happens when the LA Kiss plays at home in Anaheim. The Arena Football League team is owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of the band Kiss. As the team gets ready to wrap up its inaugural season, Susan Vallett explores the appeal of pairing football with rock and roll.
An electric guitar player in tight black pants shakes her long blonde hair like a rock star. Her red guitar matches the flames in the Kiss logo in the center of the gray field. It's loud. It's wild. The Kiss brand is everywhere. Behind the end zone, in the form of Gene Simmons, who stands at the sideline, and in songs like their 1975 smash, Rock and Roll All Night, which play on heavy rotation. Denise Chavez says the team brings together two of her favorite things, football and Kiss.
I love it. I love football, and I think this is great. I love everything about the atmosphere and everything. When I come in here, I'm so excited just to be here.
During breaks between plays, live entertainment ranges from an 80s cover band to the Kiss Girls dance squad in black leather. Through the entire game, scantily clad women dance around poles and cages hanging over the end zones. That's right, pole dancers in cages.
I think it's fine, but other people think it's a little overboard.
Season ticket holder Raymond Mackey clutches a Kiss doll that he bought as a little mascot.
I had one of my friends sit in my seats and turned around and said he was waiting for the kitchen sink to come out.
That's the way.
A few rows up, 71-year-old Barbara Rowlandson and her friend couldn't care less about the girls dancing or the music.
Oh, God. That one band, what was it? Rock Your Pelvis or Give Me Your Pelvis or something. It had something to do with it. I'm looking at her saying, did I hear that?
But Rowlandson says this is the only place she can come to watch live football when the colleges are in the off-season. There's no NFL in L.A. The Arena League plays during the spring and summer. Rowlandson and her friend bring earplugs to the games.
I'm going to go see a football game. Well, let's put it this way. Gene Simmons doesn't believe I should probably be out of the old age home, so I don't think he was looking for me to become a season ticket holder.
Still, Rowlandson says she understands the Kiss branding to attract younger fans. USC sports business and media professor Jeff Fellinger says the Kiss have come into a crowded marketplace. He says they need to set themselves apart.
You don't sell winning today when you market sports teams because you can't be guaranteed of winning. So you sell the fan experience. You sell entertainment. You sell fun.
Fellinger says the team isn't just competing against other sports. It's competing against movie theaters, concerts, even high-definition TVs.
Touchdown! Kiss! Tyler Hansen!
The LA Kiss have a losing record, but fan Jeff McClure says that's okay.
There's always something going on, so even if we lose, which is sad, you still don't walk away going, I don't feel like I got my money's worth.
The LA Kiss aren't the first arena football team in the LA market. The LA Avengers played here for a few years and then folded. But the LA Kiss have something the Avengers did not, the pull of a rock band. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Anaheim.